Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
What guns?
No guidance.
We'll need that landing radar by 18,000 with this down track.
Roger.
On the pings.
Roger, I copy guidance.
Okay,
we got data back.
Radar flight looks good.
Roger.
2,000 feet.
Roger. 2,000 foot del H. Your gunner goes based on the data you had prior to LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling fine.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. We're go to continue. PDI.
Coming to you live from the ghost-filled Sierra Nevada gold country in Shingle Springs, California, this is your host, John Almada.
Christmas here in Shingle Springs, California. Welcome to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Christmas Day, everybody, and Merry Christmas to everyone. And I've got quite a few special surprises in store. It's going to be light on listenership. The archive show probably will be heavily downloaded when they see some people hear what I played with their name attached. But I see Luna Woman is out there. Hello, Luna Woman. I know who you are. And thank you for being there. And I'm sure a few other friends may drop in, maybe not. They're probably talking to family. How dare they have family here on Christmas Day? But anyway, so we're sitting here very happy. I got my Mel Meter model 8704-R. And I actually went out to the Shingle Springs Cemetery to test it out on my good buddy out there who is my dead friend. Yes, he's dead. Very dead, but very talkative. And a lot of his other friends were talkative today. We got some great EVPs out there. Didn't get the millimeter to kick off, but you know what? That's not a place that you would get much anyway. We tend to get more in downtown Placerville and some of the other places we like to hunt. So we're going to talk this show. No guest is on with us, just me, myself, and I, and anyone who wants to call in. The call-in line is 646-678-0377. And tell us your stories about memories of the past year, things that have gone good for you, miracles that you may have observed or been part of or had done for you, things that good fortunes that occurred, memorable stories, anything like that. So if you feel the need to call in, please do. We do have one individual out there who I think I'm going to dedicate this song to. She knows who she is. This is really kind of a fun song to, I think she'll understand this. It has to do with the spirit of Christmas. Even though she may not be believing in Christmas. So that said, I think we're going to find this, and this is for Tracy. So let me find it. Ah, here it is. So that said, we're going to take a little bit of a break and play this for Tracy and then get back, and then we'll start talking about some of our stories. So to get Tracy into the Christmas mood and spirit, which she probably already is, but a little help always is appreciated. Here goes. Here's for you, Tracy.
Yeah, in the place to be. Chipmunks on the MIC. Witch doctor.
Round.
And you know what? It's a light night, and I did see Tracy out there briefly, but she is not on. She was there, and she disappeared. So we will hopefully see her back again. Hopefully some of you are out there with your Christmas stories or having a Christmas memory at this time and listening into us. So if you are hearing us, we want to thank you for being here. We're out here in the very cold, very crispy winter night air here in Shingle Springs, California, and it's the height of the coldest part of the year, and yet our hearts are warm here, and we are very lucky. I'm very glad to have my father alive for another year and my mother with me after a very eventful medical year. A lot of miracles happened, and we would go to the hospital many, many trips, and I would come back with them usually within 24 hours, sometimes a week, and we would have everybody accounted for and happy. And so we feel pretty fortunate here in our ranch. Recovering from the storm that hit in December, lots of trees down. The yard is slowly getting put back to rights, but I'm getting my share of exercise, cutting trees down with my bare hands. Well, actually, not so bare, but I'm using, it feels like it. But I'm using pole saws, chainsaws, and saws in general. So we're doing a lot of that, and I see we have a guest in. Let's see who we have here. We got guest 1296. Welcome aboard, guest 1296. And let's see, you know, I think that maybe we want to talk a little bit about the spirit of Christmas. And especially for us in the paranormal, you know, business, we deal with, you know, dead people all the time. And so we deal with spirits all the time. And I think I found the perfect thing to describe what, you know, I believe Christmas is. And it's not like Jim Carrey says when he was asked by the little girl, you know, what was the meaning of Christmas? And he says, vengeance. And that was great. But I think this is a little more descriptive, and I think it's something that it's from a movie that I really love, and I think a lot of people do. So we're going to go ahead and play this, and this is my idea of the meaning of Christmas. And no, that's not it. Let me find it. I had it, and the page refreshed, so I'm going to have to... Ah, here we go. A little bit better. Not Danger Zone. No way. And it did it again. Goodness gracious, this thing. Here we go.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
And isn't that true? So, you know, for everybody out there, just remember, you can be that person for the whole year, too. And if you work at that, every day will be like Christmas. So think about that. And when we hunt the ghosts we do, for example, I have formed relationships with some of the spirits I hunt with. And I've got a very special place at the Shingle Springs Graveyard where I go. And those are my guys. And I go over every year, and as is tradition, I took a snifter of our finest whiskey here. And believe me, Gold Rush ghosts out here love this. We give them Crown Royal, and I took them a big, big keeping sample of Crown Royal and went out and did some EVP there. And last year, I got an EVP from one of them that said, "That man's a saint." And this year I got quite a few thank yous. So they were happy to see me, and I'm going to be going back there for New Year's to give them a makeup because I didn't go there for Thanksgiving. I had other concerns that were taking place at the time. So I think we've got some happy ghosts over there. We invited them over for dinner, too, set a plate out for them. So that's an old tradition in a lot of places that people bring set a plate for the dead so that they can come and commune with people during the holiday break. So think about that. Maybe even the next, even though it's a little late to do it tonight for Christmas dinner, but for the rest of the week, you know, and the holiday season, think about putting a plate out for your family and inviting them to come by. I think it'll surprise you that you might actually get a sighting or see them. So That said, let's see. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the weather. Got a little Fox News weather here. We're going to go ahead and play that and get back. Of course, don't take this too seriously, but I think you'll like it. Here we go.
Hi, and welcome to Foxy News Weather, where we are always fair, balanced, and hot. I'm Bunny Montgomery, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. Well, it looks like most of the country will be celebrating a white Christmas this year, as two big storms have hit. One covered the East Coast with snow, while the other hit Texas, all the way up to Wisconsin, blasting them with snowstorms and blistering cold winds. I tell you, it'll be freezing in those states. Ice cold frigid, like the Arctic. Frozen like the heart of someone who would break up with their fiancé right before the holidays, leaving her all alone with no one to be with during the holiday season. And no one to snuggle up with by the fire except for Mr. Schnookums, her cat. And did you know that the holiday season has the highest suicide rate of the year? I never understood that, and I never understood why until now. Now it makes perfect sense as I lay on my couch night after night with Mr. Schnookums eating cookie dough and popcorn while watching Sleepless in Seattle over and over again, wondering why my life doesn't end up with a happy ending like the movies does. And wondering if it ever will, because if it doesn't, then why bother going on? And why bother at all? Anyways, Merry Christmas, everyone, and thanks for watching Foxy Weather News, where we are always fair, balanced, and hot. I'm Bunny Montgomery. Bye.
Anyway, speaking of cold weather, up at the North Pole, actually, I just wanted to clarify something. I did some research on this, and it turns out that Santa Claus actually, he does exist and all that, but he is it's not on the North Pole. A lot of people think that, Santa is on the North Pole. If he was there, there would be ice breakup, and Santa would be basically a drowned, dead body at the bottom of the ocean. Bottom line is, Santa is Canadian. And but he's actually, it's kind of like in Italy where you have the Vatican as its own country. They basically have the same situation for Mr. Claus up there and wife and the elves. It's a real tough thing getting in to become an elf. And, it's just not something that everybody, every elf out there in the world can really aspire to. So, it's kind of there's actually an elf boot camp, if you will, and we got a little bit of one of the training tapes. I'm still trying to find this. Here we go. I think I'm almost on it. I've got a Bohemian Christmas for us later, but that's not it. I'm almost there. Oh, yeah, it's Santa's Army. Here we go. This is one of the training tapes. Don't take it too seriously, but it's a fair approximation of what really happens there in the barracks when the elves are training. Here we go.
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my mess hall.
Yes, sir!
You, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the f*** said that? Who's the slimy little communist twinkle toe sucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? Nobody, huh? The very godmother said, I'll keep standing. I will PT you all until you die. I'll PT you until your ass for sucking buttermilk. What, did you use scroungy little huh?
Sir, no, sir.
You little piece of you look like a worm. I bet it was you.
Sir, no, sir.
Sir, I said it, sir.
Well. No shit. What have we got here? A fucking comedian, Private Joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Oh, no.
You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass. You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet. You had best unscrew yourself or I will unscrew your head and on your neck.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved corps?
Sir, to kill, sir. So you're a killer?
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face.
Sir!
You got a war face? Ah! That's the war face! Now let me see your war face!
Ah!
Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face! Ah! You don't scare me! Work on it!
Sir, yes, sir!
That's a real tough act. I mean, those guys, I don't know, you know. Anyway, if you want to join up with the Elven Army, see a recruiter locally, and you might get the chance to actually meet that guy. Anyway, let's talk about some of the things that have happened this year for GRI specifically. We've had quite the year. Got to go back and see my good buddy Sharon Coyle over at Journey Paranormal. She's got some pretty big news coming up. I don't know what exactly the whole story of it is, but hopefully we'll be able to get her on the next show for a brief time and have her talk about what's going on. I do know it has something to do with something back east, so we'll be talking with her to find out more. But I hunted with her aboard USS Hornet, my second visit to the Hornet of three visits, and did that in July. And actually, on July 11th, that was my birthday, and I had a great experience. I celebrated my 50th birthday aboard the USS Hornet. Had a giant cake brought out in my honor, and I was the I was a star for just a few minutes there in the mess hall and the mess deck of the USS Hornet, and really enjoyed myself. It was a good memory and something that I'll never forget the rest of my life. Really exciting. And we just feel lucky to have the friends we have over at Journey Paranormal. Sharon is a really polished investigator, very good at putting on productions, does a lot of stuff over at the in Long Beach, and has a very viable group and a lot of good connections there. So I recommend to people that really want to get to know, haunted locations around Southern California, talk with Sharon. If you don't want to, you know, if you can't reach her, just give me a call and I'll get in touch with her. But she is one heck of a good lady. She's all over the place, on a plane a lot of the time, but when she sets up her stuff, she's good, and has picked up some amazing evidence at some of the places she goes. There's a particular theater over in Long Beach that she likes to go to, and the name escapes me at the moment, but she's done some neat stuff. And I had the chance this year to try a new form of EVP capture, which was basically EVP over the internet, and they were doing a live broadcast, and I captured the audio stream, recorded a couple of hours of it, and it turned out I caught a ton of EVP and was able to upload that to my site and then send Sharon that, and she was blown away by what we got. So we have proved that you can have people doing remote analysis from 400 miles away on a live production, or semi-live production in this case, and actually get some great, you know, evidence capture. And a lot of people probably will start doing that when we, you know, to be able to leverage other people to do EVP analysis and set up a means of capturing streams, and then having a place to funnel this kind of stuff. I think it's a great idea. That said, I wanted to pick a song for my good friend over there in Southern California. She's just got back on a long flight from way back over there in the East Coast. So I know she's a bit cold, and she was happy to get back here. Over in California, here in Southern California, and I'm here in Northern, where it's a little colder, but I thought something with a little bit of a kind of a rumba beat would kind of fit the bill for her, something from the Caribbean, something joyous, something just amazing that will fit what she's trying to do. So, Sharon, this is for you.
I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm
the crate.
Come on, I get straight.
When I start to dance, everything goes chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. The senorita said, sing another swing with that old metal. It's very nice. So full of spice. And when the dancing, they bring a happy ring that had a kettle. Singing a song all the day long. Now, if you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete. And I'll teach you to chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
He's a really modest guy, although he's the hottest guy in Havana, in Havana.
Si, senorita, I know that you would like a chicky, boom, chick. It's very nice, so full of spice.
Well, place my hand on your hip, and if you will just give me your hand, then we shall try, just you and I. If you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete. And I teach you to chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I really enjoy working with her. She's just an amazing woman, and I think when you hear the news of what this thing is, you know, very soon, I think you're going to be amazed. I actually get to go to this place that that she's being associated with, and I'll get to spend some time there. So it's going to be pretty amazing. 2010, got a lot planned here on our end. We're going to be going out in the coming year to on a grand tour of the West. It's going to be me and a couple of team members hopefully able to schedule 2 weeks of travel, basically from Northern California all the way down to touring haunted sites all the way down to Tucson and then back up and up through Nevada and returning back home. And that will be a major evidence capture and a video shoot for us. We're going to be actually shooting video for two to three DVD-style videos of our work and what we do here at GRI. So we're getting into the video work, and it's going to be a whole new area for us. And we're studying video production techniques, and I've already got a lot of our equipment laid out and ready. So that's going to be a big new thing for us. And, you know, and Sharon has some experience in these areas, so we're going to be probably featuring maybe some of her stuff over that time frame, and then later on I'll be actually out where she's at and doing some work with her. So that's going to be something great. Wanted to talk a little bit about Phoenix, by the way. A good friend of mine, Karen, came up here back in early November. She popped on up to do some investigation with us. She's a member and remote member over in Phoenix, and went hunting with us, and really interesting lady. She works out in a little town outside of Phoenix and is just a pretty darn good investigator, real good with EVP, and makes me laugh a lot. She listens to the show usually, and she's usually on here, one of the reliable ones like Kathy over at Kathy's Distant Echoes. And we've got songs for each of them, but I'll play that here a little bit later. But let's look at maybe a little bit of the paranormal news. Let's see if I can find what's going on. I did get the chance to see a little bit of the Children of the Paranormal new episodes, and it's good to see that Chip's back. He's going to be in Chip Coffee, that is. He'll be in eight of the 12 episodes for season two here. So it's good to see new ones, because I was really, I'm a big fan of that show, and the reruns were great, but they were getting kind of old and predictable. So it's good to see them out there doing that. And this time I hope that Chip gets a few of the residuals, because they're kind of cheating out these people who come in and do all this hard work. And I think the shows need to pay more, pay good scale and all that. So Hopefully Chip's doing well there. We're trying to get him onto the show. Sent out the invitation here recently, so hopefully we'll have Chip on. We'll announce that we have Mia Dolan, famous psychic from England, has agreed to be on the show. We're still getting the date and all that worked out, but we'll be advertising that. She's one heck of a great psychic, and I'm reading her books right now. I ordered three of them. Prolific author and just an incredible psychic, so we're going to have her on, talking about her paranormal adventures and her life in general. We're also going to be having a very little-known person. Her name is Kristen Gartland from TAPS, has agreed to be on our show. So she'll be on. Again, we're getting the scheduling done. It all came in at once. I was surprised at everything that started happening here before Christmas, so just before when all these notes started coming in. So we're feeling pretty good about that. That said, I think we'll take the, it's 8:31, we're going to take the half-hour break, meaning that we are going to, once I can find the screen here, oh my goodness, goodness, I've got the chat room, oh, there's the switchboard, found it. So for Karen, who's not listening right now, but she'll listen to the playback, Karen, this is for you on the half-hour break, and it's all about the way you hunt and the things you do. So, Karen, this is for you. If it'll play.
On location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, and we're back. I accidentally got dropped off. My cell phone decided to do a number on me. I hit the wrong control, and hopefully we have things going back. It looks like the show is streaming, and we're back online. So my good buddy Luna Woman out there who's listening in, hopefully she's hearing us. I just told her to reload in the chat room. Very light tonight, and I expected that because a lot of people are having the audacity to work with being around their families and all that, but people do listen to the archive show, and this is for you guys that are listening. Hello, Cuba Pete, and all that. We've been playing some fun music and having some private laughs here alone here, and just with one guest in, hopefully a few other people listening in. Someone asked me recently if I thought that God went on vacation. And I personally don't believe that God does that too often. I think that it's a case where if God did that, I think a lot of bad things would happen. And I have proof of that. I'll go ahead and play this just so you know those who are listening will hear the truth and ponder it for a moment. Here we go.
Where are you going?
I'm taking a vacation.
God doesn't take vacations, does he? Do ye?
Do you ever hear of the Dark Ages?
We should be worried. Remember, encourage God not to go on vacation. You know that we do a lot of EVP work out here, GRI, and so I wanted to go ahead and play one of the more amazing EVPs we've ever picked up. And I'm trying very hard to understand what is being said in this, and I'm going to send this to my good buddy Sharon Coyle over at Journey Paranormal, and maybe to a few of my other friends in this business. I think that once you hear it, you'll understand why I'm having some trouble working the CVP. So let's see if any of you can understand what this person is saying from the other side. Here we go. Oh, God. That ain't right. Anyway, I just think that that EVP needs a lot of work, and, I know some good tech guys. I think we're going to need them on that because that's just not right there, Miss Luna Woman. Wanted to talk about, some of the songs of Christmas and different things. I've got one here. A lot of people spend a lot of time drinking, and we've run into recently a lot of ghosts that are talking, some amazing stuff, and they tend to remember their fondly the days of drinking, and not only that, lovemaking of all things. And we just had a case we called the 67th Street case, where we got an awful lot of that kind of thing. It was very direct, if you will. But we decided to skip the sex talk and work more on some of the alcohol talk. So I think this is the right song that I found. It talks about the 12 days of Christmas in a kind of a new way. And so we'll play that and bring a few smiles to the audience. Here we go.
Oh. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two cutty sarks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three old crows, two cutty sarks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutty sarks, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five dry roses. Four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutty and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six jubilebras, five dry roses, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two patties, and a tree, and a bird with a fruit on the limb. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven Johnny Walkers, six jubilebras, five dry roses, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutties, and a tree, and a tree, and a tree in the meadow. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight the old fashioned seven Walkers, six jubilebras, and a sorry with a fridge on top. On the ninth day of Christmas, I said, are you me? My eyes are seen a glory. Margaritas.
Potential scandal with the Buffalo PD surfaced today when the mayor
Somebody get some water, please.
It looks like my new co-anchor may need a glass of water.
Yeah, it just didn't work out. And no, I'm not the female. But anyway, that's just a minor incongruity, a different universe aside. We're back here, and oh, geez, it is a quiet Christmas evening, and I really did enjoy myself trying my new Melmeter out. I got a little different model than what the normal one is. Now, this is one of those Christmases where usually the folks go out and buy me a bunch of sweaters and things like that, and that's all great, and I do wear them, but it was kind of cool because I was sitting there doing some work on the mess that is the yard, and my mother came up to me and said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I said, "Well, it just so happens, and this is what I'm thinking about." And she said, "Go ahead and get it, and I'll just write you a check, and Merry Christmas." So that is how it worked out, and I ordered a millimeter, the 8704R. It actually has a touch sensor. So it's kind of cool. We're going to be able to actually ask spirits to touch the device, and it has a small alarm on it that will sound off, and we'll be able to have some interesting, you know, things because of that. It also has a high-low temperature meter and high-low EMF detection capability where it'll record the highest reading and the lowest reading. And that is actually pretty cool because then we can actually have a camera trained on it and hopefully be able to actually catch maybe a touching activity and also have, at the same time, pick up evidence of the presence of a spirit through temperature changes and possibly electromagnetic changes. We've had some interesting deals with that, you know, EMF this year. The case that comes to mind is the 67th Street case, just one of our better cases of the year. A private home out in Sacramento that just turned out to be an absolutely atrociously haunted place. I mean, the only other place I could think of more haunted would have been Clovis Sanitarium that I went to in 2008. This particular place was, in Sacramento, for one night's work, we have over 350 EVPs, and it's just amazing what we got out of it. We're still deciding what evidence we're going to pull out of it and be able to present to the client, but, that's an upcoming reveal. One of the things, too, that we have been talking about, I've got Spencer Hughes, you know, from Fox Across America is on our team, and he is... He and I are doing a lot of the collaboration on the technical side of things now, and he and I are talking about the idea of doing reveals on air with some of the clients. So we're going to be looking at that as a February, March, April time frame where we're going to be doing online reveals of some of the evidence and having folks call in. It probably will save us quite a bit in gas and expenses. So that's one good thing. And the other is it actually brings people into the reveal process, and people will be able to see and hear the evidence that we have. We'll be posting videos and things like that on YouTube and have our own channel. So we got a lot in store for that. But, we've got so many cases that we did this year. I could think of a few. Bodie over in near the Tehachapis. In the Eastern Sierra was incredible, and I actually had a daylight sighting of a spirit. A woman ran right by me at extreme speed, and I caught an EVP at that exact moment that said, "Look to the Citadel," and where she had just run by me was exactly in line with where this church was, about half a mile from me. I was up on the side of this mountain looking down on the town of Bodie. So incredible stuff happened. We got some great EVPs. Some ghosts there were accusing us of making fun of them, and we were very respectful. But when we go back, we're going to be make certain that they understand we're there out of respect for them. And one of the things that we're really about with the way we hunt is to be very sensitive to their needs and to try to help spirits. That's another thing that Luna woman here who's in the chat room and I were talking about recently, and it's really a big thing with us. We really want to help spirits that want to cross over to do that. Now, oddly enough, when I was out at the Shingle Springs graveyard today, which is in downtown Shingle Springs, and if you For those of you who don't know where it's at, you just go downtown Shingle Springs and turn at the coffee shop and go around behind that coffee shop and up this hill, and you'll see the cemetery. And it took quite a bit of damage in this last storm that we had, but miraculous stuff happened there. The trees that fell all around the stones, but hit none of the stones. So somebody was watching out, especially for Sarah Eddington's gravestone, which had a tree basically impale itself, a big branch off a white oak, impaled itself right over the top, and it looks like it's got three or four limbs in the ground, and it's sitting right over the top of her stone, and her stone is basically untouched except for one little limb against it. So, I'm going to call the county and make sure. No, it's not in French Creek. It's over in Shingle Springs, downtown Shingle Springs. If you go down in the old part of town, there's just this little coffee shop there, and you'll see it on the right when you come in from your direction there. But it was amazing. We got an EVP just as I was leaving, with a man basically saying he's going to talk to me until I help him. And this is the kind of thing I always get a little. Kind of, I'm not irked at it, but I get a little worried because I've been hearing basically a spirit around my home here for the last month now, and I think this might be the same guy. And I've been hearing this guy, and he talks at night, and I've gotten to the point where I'm very, when I deal with spiritual energies, I'm very territorial about my personal space, so they're not allowed in, and I make sure they're not allowed in. I have ways of dealing with that. And but they, you know, there's nothing against them standing outside and talking, and I may push the boundary out a little bit, tell them, hey, you have to go through some formal channels to deal with me, you know, maybe out in an agreed-on area, but not right outside my door and stand there. I've heard them walking outside. I've heard gone out there and looked, and, you know, I've heard definite footsteps. Been out and checked, and there's nobody there. And so, but this guy, I think he's basically trying to get my attention and needs help now. So for those of you who know how we work, we do an awful lot of work to help spirits cross over by teaching them how to cross themselves over. And one of the ways in which that's done, and I see Astro Intuitive's in. Merry Christmas, Astro Intuitive. Good to have you here. But one of the ways that we do that is we bring spirits basically in to the knowledge of how to get to a funeral home. And it turns out that if you actually show a spirit, you know, this technique and tell them, pass the word on, if you know of the spirits that want to do this, they will respond in EVPs, and we have that on file, several examples of that where they've been very very happy with what we've told them. It never even occurred to them. But the bottom line is they can catch someone else's light, which is available to a person who has just passed for 3 to 10 days. So they basically just go there and wait for this person to, you know, basically get over their funeral and then make the jump. And sure enough, you know, they get to catch a ride too. So it's a very easy technique. And I will be going back to the Shingle Springs Cemetery and explaining that to the spirit, if not there outside right at my home here, and let this guy understand that he can go. so that said, let's see. It's probably time for another song here. We've only got about 35 minutes left. I think, let's see, let's do a little bit of Christmas music. I wanted to talk a little bit about Santa. And a good friend of mine who's not on right now, Kathy over at Kathy's Distant Echoes, and I'm going to be on her show tomorrow, and she's just a sweetheart of a lady, and she's off on the East Coast. So I'm going to be on her show tomorrow. I can't remember what time, so I'm going to have to go look and make sure I know when I'm supposed to be going in the morning. But anyway, this is for her. It's a Bohemian Christmas, and Merry Christmas, Kathy. This is from John.
Is this the real life, frozen in fantasy, caught up in folklore, it's a winter reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
paranormal prose that I constructed here. just recently. I came up with my own version of The Night Before Christmas called The Paranormal Night Before Christmas. And so I'm going to conduct a little reading, and then we'll move on with the show. It's 9:01 p.m. and here on Christmas Day, 2009. So with that, the reading begins. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the haunted house, not a friggin' ghost was stirring, not even a dead mouse. The EVP recorders were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that the ghost hunters would catch spirits hanging about there. The TAPS hunters were nestled all snug in investigative dread, while visions of pegged EMFs danced in their heads. So Grant in his breaker and Jason with his hat had just settled down for a long investigation nap, in the van, of course, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, the whole team sprang from the head to see what was the matter. Away to the window they flew with digital flashes, tore open the shutters, and saw someone's haunted ashes. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of infrared to the objects below, when what to their wondering eyes should appear but a miniature UFO with eight tiny, what the frig, space deer? With a little friggin' driver so lively and quick, Jason smiled and knew in a moment it must be St. Freaking Alien Nick. More rapid than F-15 Eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Steve, now Tango, now Chris, she's a vixen. On Amy, on Jen, on Dustin and Kristen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now scan away, scan away, scan away all. As cool temperatures that before the wild paranormal fly, when TAPS meets an obstacle, they climb over through or mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the space deer they flew, with a sleigh full of ghost hunting gear and an alien St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling we heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each alien hoof. The FLIR Grant drew from its holster with speed, and he was turning around, when down the chimney the X-File St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all seriously cool Italian fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with antimatter, ashes, and alien soot. A bundle of ghost hunting gear he had flung on his back, and he looked like a paranormal vendor just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples like Frinkin Mary. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, it was scary. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bowl, and the stubble of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a really big pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it had heard circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round friggin' belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of grape jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly alien elf. And the entire team laughed when they saw him in spite of themselves. A wink of his eye and a twist of what we thought was his head soon gave the team to know, man, we scored. We had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled each team member's stocking and then turned with a jerk, hitting #511 on his iPhone and then laying his finger aside of his nose. And giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his seriously cool ride and to his team gave a whistle, hit the gas, and away they all flew like a freaking Minuteman missile. We heard him exclaim ere he blessed it out of sight, "Happy friggin' Christmas to you all, and to all I bid a good hunt tonight." Merry Christmas, everyone. And Kathy is out there. I see Kathy, and Guest 1507 has joined us, and it's good to see you, Kathy. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. I played your song for you, so it's on the... archive, so when you play that back, definitely, I think you'll enjoy it. So let's go ahead and pop back to the switchboard, make sure we've got some things to play back. 9:05 p.m., Christmas Day. Wonder what everybody got. Why don't we have the chat room tell everybody what you got for Christmas or what you are going to get with that gift card you got. So if everybody in the chat room can pop on what they got, because I got my Mel meter for ghost hunting, and also one of those snuggy blankets. My mother bought me one of those. I see that. You were just on Patrick's show. How dare you? Well, you're here. That's the good part. We love you. And we're going to be together on a show tomorrow, so I'll be talking with you. Let's talk about, I'm not sure if I played this one, but talk about... Let's see. I did the joke EVP, but I'll play that. Well, you know, I'm going to play that one more time. I just want everybody to see if they can understand what this EVP is saying. Especially Kathy, this is for you. You with your connection to CJ EVP, I think you would understand this one. So let me play this for you. Okay, so if you can get Christine to analyze that for us, we'd sure like some help with that. I don't know, have any of you run into any Grinches this year, by any chance? I know I actually had the good fortune this year to not run into a Grinch. So, you know, I'm just seeing if, I can't stop. there's much more. Oh, no. We ran into some Grinches, but we ran into some happy people, too, especially the folks that are singing Feliz Navidad. And
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
I don't know that Pee-wee could get that right. Let's see. We got Yo here. I'm not sure what Yo is. I'm going to have to play this and see. Hopefully it's something funny. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, look, it's the hero. What's up, woman?
Yo, brethren. What up with thee? Blessings on your alley.
Looking for another can of whoop-ass?
You didn't get enough, Mr. Hero?
He wants some more.
Surely I say unto you dudes, I do not wish to fight. So as soon as you apologize and make a full reckoning of your transgressions, I shall absolve you and continue along the path of righteousness.
And after that, I think some of us remember the monkey scene. Anyway, let's see. You know, I was talking with someone who was having a tough time getting through the holidays, and here's the secret of how he worked that out. Here we go.
All our holidays were always such a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get through it?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
It didn't work for me, but I did take the Jack Daniels. Actually, I took, not Jack Daniels, but I took some Crown Royal to the spirits over at our cemetery, and I highly encourage some of you to take gifts to your various investigations. Spirits just love that if you actually take time to give them something, and they really do do a great job at bringing spirits out to talk to you, especially when... like I said before, they called me a saint last year. That man is a saint. Let's see. Let me look at, we played Santa's Army. A little bit of Daffy Duck, what the heck, a little Christmas here from Daffy.
Dashing through the snow, through the field we go, laughing all the way.
Oh, that wasn't good. Anyway, I do have, let me see. We played the... Oh, I've got almost everything. I was going to do some Grinch work. Well, we do have the Grinch, the old classic song. So I think I'll play that for everybody, and then we'll come back and do a little bit of chatting. I'll be chatting while this is playing. Here we go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
I'm looking at my Christmas tree. I've got the smallest Christmas tree in the world here. It is precisely 1 foot tall. Fiber optic. Got a few ornaments on it. It's kind of a pitiful tree, but I've got a much larger one. But this year I just didn't feel like bringing out the big one and taking up the whole house with it. So, I see Kathy just sent me a message here, so I'll pop that to the side. I will get back to you, Kathy, on that. I was looking at that tree, and I found a clip here that I thought was pretty good. It kind of fit this Christmas tree of mine, so here we go.
My tree!
So what's the matter with you?
Look what you've done to my tree!
It is an ugly tree anyway.
At least it's out of its misery.
Oh, God. So anyway, I don't want to put my tree out of its misery. It's fiber optic. I mean, it was just made out of plastic, but it's a pretty old tree if you really work on it, I think. I'm going to replay this for one of our people who is on. And Paranormal Guys are on. Good to see you guys. This is for Luna Woman, and I didn't want her to have to go back and pull the archive. So this is basically to help get into the spirit of Christmas, bring a little bit of laughter. It's not exactly a Christmas song, but it's got the right attitude. So here we go. This is for you, Tracy.
Yeah, in the place to be. Chipmunks on the MIC. Witch doctor.
Thank you.
This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com.
We're coming in on the end of the Christmas show, and just wanted to take a moment, too, for not only all our live listeners, but the archive listeners that have been with us through the year. Look forward to many more. We are definitely a going concern here. As I've said in the past, we're going to be getting into a lot of video work upcoming here in 2010. A lot of new cases in the works. We just secured a five-story building that we're going to be investigating, and it's going to tax us to the limit. Going to be doing some video on it, and it's going to be probably have to bring in a couple extra investigators. I don't think four is going to be enough. So we'll operate a substation and have basically a team A and a team B situation doing the work there. Supposed to be extremely haunted. So we've got four people lined up. I'm going to be looking for two others to join us. I might have to tap some friends in and around the area who are interested in doing this kind of thing. And I'm going to probably need a cameraman. So we're going to be definitely looking for that. That's going to be probably in February time frame that we're going to be hitting that. Got the much-delayed January EVP session over there at the Haunted Coloma. Coloma Park, where over in the Pioneer Cemetery there. We're going to do a public EVP training session, so I'm going to be out there, standing there doing my spiel and taking folks through a very productive little graveyard there where we get some amazing stuff. So that's going to be going on, and we see some guests out there, Gerber Daisy TM, trademark, I guess, guest 1533, and, of course, I see the paranormal guys, so it's good to see you guys out there again. Anyway, so we're doing that. We're going to be doing a special Sunday show. We're already on our way back to the regular Sunday schedule we had way, way back. So the Friday shows are going to be definitely a thing of the past, except, of course, Christmas or things like that. But we're going to be doing a Sunday show this coming Sunday, and that's going to be with someone that is talking about 2012. And I don't have the notes right in front of me, but 8 o'clock Sunday night, we're going to be talking about the upcoming mysteries and strange things that surround 2012 and whether or not it's a disaster or something good. And I tend to think it's something good. I think there's going to be some amazing things that are transforming the planet and changing things for the better. So let's set our sights on that. I'm going to be on tomorrow on Kathy's Distant Echoes. I can't remember what time, so Kathy, if you could put that on, because I don't have my email opened up, if you could put that on for what time that is for everybody, then I will be on talking about some of our cases and throw some EVPs your way, because I think I did see that in email. So I'll put some EVPs together for you. As I was saying earlier, we did get some amazing stuff. I'm just plowing through cases now that I'm off. I'm off basically until January 4th from work because we shut down for a couple of weeks. So I'm doing a big push to catch up with a whole lot of stuff here at home and the evidence that we've picked up along the way. Just some really neat cases, reliving those. And we're going to be picking from that the top 10 EVPs. And so on Friday, I believe it's, let me pull the calendar here real quick and take a quick look. Friday the, Thursday, it's going to be Thursday the 31st. We are going to be doing a special show, which is going to be to review all our evidence and talk about the 10 best of the year that we captured. And I invite any other group that's out there that wants to feature some of their best EVPs, you're welcome to email those to me with your information. And if you want to be a guest on the show, definitely let me know. We'll try to I don't remember the exact time it's going to be on for that day, but it should be on my show page. And I may move it around a little bit and increase it to a couple of hours if we do get some other folks on. So, again, send your EVPs in if you want your top 10 to be considered or some of your best, and we'll definitely feature you in. We're friendly to other groups. And, of course, if you want to be on our show just as a separate show in 2010, let me know. Paranormal guys, I've been seeing you guys out there. I think you do pretty good work. So, if you want to be on, let me know. We'll definitely make a place for you and set a spot. So that is going to be a pretty neat thing because we caught some extraordinary stuff this year. Everything from some very direct get outs to last month, me and Spencer Hughes, who's on our team, him and I were up at the Tahoe over in, or not Tahoe, the Truckee Hotel, and had an amazing experience with a auditory, basically an audible voice phenomenon that was picked up on our recorder, digital recorder, and so that is going to be one of the top 10. It's in the top 3 because it, not only did I hear this voice coming from my right once, I heard it twice, and it was picked up on tape twice. So, and we had witnesses, and there was also some amazing interactions just a few minutes later with K2 session that we had there in a room 401 of all places of the Truckee Hotel. Extremely, extremely haunted place. Recommend it to other groups highly. Go there. You will not be disappointed. It's an amazing spot. There's other places in Truckee that we learned about that are as haunted or more haunted. So we're going to be going back to Truckee and using that as a training location for our group. So definitely mark your calendars so when you see some of our cases coming up for those of you who are members, or when I put out for public tag-alongs, because we are going to be doing some fun stuff. Let's see, Earth's Golden Age, huh? Luna Woman, yeah. I think so. I think there's going to be some neat things happening. Just in case, though, I'm going to get an airplane just in case the ground drops out from under us as we're trying to escape as the Earth falls in on itself. Saw that movie, and it was highly unlikely, but it was a lot of fun, and the special effects were great. I don't know about some of you, but I'm wanting to see that movie, Avatar, and I'm going to be going out and seeing that next Wednesday. So that's coming up on our schedule to check that out. I've been hearing a lot of good things about it. So for those of you who have seen it, you know, if you happen to pop something on the chat room there, please do. But I've heard just too many good things. A friend of mine at work just said it's, you have to see it. So this is kind of where the, you know, the state of the art with animation is going. And if you actually study how they did the film, yeah, it looks like Luna Woman saw it. So yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great thing to go see. So we're going to be off work and enjoying ourselves. Let me see. We're coming up on 9:25. It's 9:25 past the hour, and let's look at the atomic clock here. That's right. So we're coming up on a little under 4 minutes left in the show. Kathy and I are going to do the show tomorrow, but I mentioned that. Oh, Karen's out there. Karen, hey, I just wanted you to know we played a song for you. Play that back in the archives. Karen's from Phoenix, and she's hunted with us in the past. So I think that she'll like the song that we picked for her. I'm going to play another song that's just sort of a kind of a repeat here, kind of in honor I think, let's pick, who are we going to pick? Kathy and Karen for just daring to show up in the middle of everything. I know they were busy with their stuff, so we're going to go ahead and hit them with a little fun song here, and then we'll go ahead and close the show down. So for you guys, for showing up, and Merry Christmas to you, here we go.
I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban sweet. I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. The senoritas they sing and they swing with their albero. It's very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring that I can't. And that gets you to chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
He's a really modest guy, although he's the hottest guy in Havana, in Havana.
The senor.
senorita, I know that you would like a cheeky boogie. It's very nice, so full of spice.
I'll place my hand on your hip, and if you will just give me your hand,
then we shall try, just you and I. If you like the beat, take a little bit of human beat, and I'll teach you to chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
It kind of fit the two of you rather well as our regulars. It was good to see you both come in. Love you both dearly. So good to see you guys. We're down to 1 minute remaining, and this is Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio. So we're going to be signing off. Merry Christmas to everyone. Kathy's Distant Echoes, Gerber Daisy, TM, Karen's Dream, Little Woman, and the Paranormal Guys. God bless to all of you, and to our lurkers out there, Merry Christmas. And we're going to leave you with a little Danger Zone. This is Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio signing off. Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.